The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Imperial Pool and Spas, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning. Welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Like the ad said, we're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on WRHI AM 1340 and FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. And we're happy to see the sun out today. Steve is not here today. Steve is doing well. He had his surgery, and he's actually still in the hospital. I talked to him yesterday. So he was really wanting to be here. You know how Steve is. He never misses a week. We kept standing outside looking for an ambulance or something to come, or a gurney or something to come up here. But he did not make it, and I know he's listening to us. So we'll see him maybe next week or week after be back. But I brought my partner from work, my brother-in-law, Tony Rivers, is here. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, everybody. I know Steve's rolling his eyes right now. Hearing that, I'll do the best I can, Steve.
Tony is very knowledgeable about landscaping and nursery plants, and after a year at Carolina Fresh, so we're glad to have him here. And we are glad to see the sun. We are glad to see the sun out today. This was some kind of week this week. I don't know.
It's been some kind of spring. Most of our customers with warm season grass have been extremely frustrated. A lot of us on the staff can relate. We have our own problems at home with our warm season grasses, but from the cold to the overcast to the rain, and we're waiting for summer, I think, still, maybe.
Yeah. Well, today is going to be up in the 80s, which would be nice. Last week, most of the grass people had just didn't do anything last week. It was no sun, in the 60s. I was out of town, went to the mountains for a couple of days and came back to work Wednesday, and yesterday I was just kind of in a funk. Didn't know what was going on.
Well, I think
it's kind of a nice, in a way, it was a nice break. In a way, it was like a
bit of a lazy.
Just odd. I mean, it's been a weird June. Probably the coolest June on record. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, I'm from Oregon, born and raised, and that was some Oregon rain this week.
Mm-hmm.
The saying in Oregon is, "We don't tan, we rust." That's what it felt like this week. People came in, said they had rust on their fescue.
Rusting going on, yeah. Well, rust is a kind of, since you brought that up, Stig, his yard, rust is a kind of a fungus that people rarely get, but it's kind of an orange tint to it, and you can run your lawnmower through it. It'll kind of come off on your lawnmower. And Stig actually had some of that, and I think the customer came in yesterday and was talking about that.
Yeah, so he jumped right out of the seat and said, "I had rust too." They met and talked about it, but yeah. I thought Stig was impervious to any of that in his lawn. He works on it every day, and so it was a bit of a shocker.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. So we do probably will need to apply fungicide if you haven't had any fungicide on your yard. We have seen a lot of fungus on zoysia yards this year, and it's time to apply it. And I'm sure if you hadn't seen it on your fescue lawn, you're probably going to need to get something on it because we're going to start getting hot and humid. That's when it which typically happens at the end of May, but it hadn't really happened like that this year.
Yeah, we've had a lot of questions about fungicide. A lot of folks may not know we have different types that are preventative and curative or mm-hmm. only preventative, so it's important to know what you got going on so we can help you and get that straightened out. But mm-hmm. yep, now's the time.
And typically they last about 21 days. When you put it down, it doesn't last as long as fertilizer does. Fertilizer that we sell lasts about 2 months usually. But the fungicide does not last that long. So if you put it out, and we were to get a lot of rain and stuff, like we talk about with fertilizer, it depletes it quicker and goes down. So you probably need to do it every 21 days.
We usually, roll with the times in terms of what grass needs, during the year. Mm-hmm. But we've been in this sign war with Subvention 2 and PWs lately. So we'll try and get some actual, grass-related or landscape-related signage.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of people look at our sign to see what's going on. But yeah. Tony did mention our little sign war with PWs and Substation 2, and it's been kind of fun. I don't know if you've seen it on Facebook, but there's like 2,000-something views on it, so it was pretty good marketing.
I thought so. I mean, I can't go to PWs anymore. Or substation two. That's not the point, I guess. Our concrete doesn't melt. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. Yeah. I think we have to give Brenda some of that credit
for
tackling that, jumping in. And Brenda and Tony, Brenda and Tony and Steve have been coming up with things to put on.
And y'all made the York County Sheriff's Department website for
that. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Telling people to pay attention to the road and not the signs.
Right.
That's right. So they're jumping in the mix, too.
Yeah. Well, we just picked up a contract with them. We have been selling dog food to the Rock Hill City Police, but now we're selling it to the county sheriff's office for their canine division. So we just took a whole pallet of dog food over to them.
Nice.
Yeah, if you like our signs and think they're funny, come meet the staff. You know, we're a real hoot. You might learn something at the same time.
We do have a lot of fun in there. I mean,
we do.
I really... I mean, that's the only way I know to live is just to have fun.
Anyone who knows.
I couldn't imagine going in there all day and not having fun with people. And you never know what's going to happen. It's kind of like this show.
Right.
I had no idea what we're going to talk about today. But Tony's like yesterday, he's like, let's sit down and make a list of what we're going to talk about. And I was thinking, well, Steve brings a list in here every week and we never never follow it. Go halfway down.
I tried, Steve, in your honor.
Yeah, lists aren't fun.
No.
Yeah. Nah.
I had a good one, though.
Mostly we'd have to put on our reading glasses and look out and all that stuff anyway, so it'd be
fair enough.
Kind of messed up, so very good. So, like I said, the sun is out today. It's going to be a gorgeous day. We're open right now. We open at 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock today. Steve and Rolling Hills Nursery, they're not open anymore, so... you can't go over there. If you go by there and you see one of them out there, I think they still have a few plants. They might negotiate something with you. But Tommy's still doing some landscaping stuff. He's been coming in and doing some things, I think, to finish out the year. But Steve's going to be taking some time off. Well-deserved time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we have something else to pick at Steve at when we come back from the break.
Yeah.
And we have a very special guests with us again, too, one of our major sponsors. So we'll be back with the Gardener's Bench.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing.
Time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wiley and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
And we have seen the rain, Matt, like all week. I looked on my rain gauge one night this week. It had 2 inches. I'm not sure how many inches we got this whole week, but it had to be between 3 and 4, probably.
I think 6 had he.
And I don't know where our rain gauge is at work. I was mowing the grass out there yesterday, and it wasn't there. I don't know if somebody bought it.
That's how heavy it rained.
Yeah, it just destroyed the rain gauge. Yeah. It mashed it down in the ground.
It's in the sod. Yeah.
Well, we have breaking news. You want to give me a little breaking news thing, Matt? Breaking
Absolutely.
News.
Absolutely. As soon as we get
We're going old
That
school.
Was my fault. I didn't.
Live team coverage of today's top
Wow, I got to chill.
Continues now.
Maybe it's the AC.
Breaking news.
94.3 WRHI, Rock Hill.
This just in. Before Steve went to the hospital, he shaved his beard off. Which
right.
Maybe they ask him to or not, which I haven't seen Steve since this happened, so it'd be kind of interesting to see how he looks like. But Steve started messing around trimming his mustache and messed it up and had to shave the whole thing off. So Steve, I was talking to him the other day. He's had this mustache since 1978.
It's older than me.
45 years.
Yeah.
It's older than
1978.
That.
So.
Ouch. Well, it probably looks like $1 million, though.
Yeah.
Like 5 years younger.
You better stay out of the sun for a while.
Yeah. Just look like he's got a respirator on.
He'll be all blistered up.
Yeah.
All I think Steve's probably trying to get out of the hospital right now and get up here.
Right.
Yeah,
this shows.
Well, we need Ron. Yeah, we need Rhonda to send us a picture once he gets on the mend. Don't take a picture of him on the gurney, once he gets home.
The blood pressure, The
gurney sounds bad.
Yeah, they're rushing to his room right now.
But he's actually getting around pretty good now, so I think he has to leave the hospital maybe early next week and go to the little rehab place behind there, then he'll be walking around and stuff. So.
I thought about having a moment of silence for that beard and mustache.
Yeah.
Out of respect. That's a good run.
Should have put that together better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, 1977, my beloved Portland Trailblazers won the championship.
That's
Nothing's
right.
happened since, so they're kind of neck and neck, something.
Well, they got to pick number three the other night, so that was pretty good. So.
Yeah, me and Rector got to watch the number two and three, Hornets, Blazers.
And we have one of our guests has his Hornets hat on today. He's a big Hornet guy. So. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah.
We're very happy again. Imperial Pool and Spas is here with us, and Mike and Casey are back again. We have them on usually about every month and a half, but they are a very vital part of sponsoring our show, and they do other ads at WRHI, too. So welcome, y'all.
Good morning.
How about that? What's going on in Imperial Pool world?
Not much, nothing. It's not been very busy. But
hadn't got warm yet.
No, we're waiting for summer to get here.
Kind of, that's crazy. I mean, that, when you were talking about that earlier, I was just like,
"This is the end of June."
I know exactly.
July 4th is coming up. Like,
And it hadn't. I don't even know. Has it even gotten to 90 degrees?
I don't think it has reached 90 degrees yet at all. I know it got. It said it's going to be 88 a week or two ago, or whatever. But tomorrow is supposed to be warmer.
Yeah.
But
my thing in my car said 94 one day, but I think it had been sitting out in the field all day. So
yeah,
right.
Man, yeah, it's been weird from that whole thing. A lot of people don't keep. I keep thinking everybody's gonna be talking about it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's probably talking about the weather, but nobody is. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of. I guess everybody's kind of. Some people are happy. You know, not everybody likes to sweat to death. But I don't know. It just doesn't seem right.
Well, I know my body has been. It felt better, obviously. But we sell grass, and the grass we sell needs to. It only has
hot.
3 months to grow.
Yeah.
So we're basically lost a whole month of.
It was rough.
That could have ramifications for next year, all the grass that we sell. So it's, but I know February, it's funny, February is almost as warm as June, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
It was. February was warm.
Crazy.
Global warming.
It'll probably stay hot till November now.
That's
as, you know, something crazy will happen.
It'll be a longer seat. It'll be seated on the other end.
Well, remember a couple of years ago, October, man, we got it like 100 degrees in October.
Yeah.
That was nuts. At the end of my girls' golf season, we're out there playing. I'm like, I can't even believe it's almost 100 degrees. Like,
it was a weird week. That Red Rock Amphitheater in Colorado, infamous for their acoustics, had, I believe it was tomato-sized hail. And people went to the hospital.
Yeah, hundreds of people got hurt. Like,
wait, that was this past week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Rock Amphitheater.
That heat down in Texas is like 120 degrees.
Yeah.
Man, it's weird weather
all
over the place. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I've been in Vegas when they say it's a dry heat and it's over 100 degrees.
It's 100 degrees.
Yeah.
You
feel your shoes like melting on the asphalt or something. You're trying to walk around.
I'm breathing in 94 degrees.
Right.
Yeah, but the humidity is not, like you say, hadn't been
bad
at all, really.
No.
Yesterday was pretty rough.
Yeah.
A little touch of it yesterday.
Yeah.
Loading file cabinets and everything.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah. I got in some Gatorade.
Matt doing a shameless plug for his company selling
$10 file cabinets. We're just doing it for employees. It's not
okay.
All public.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, forget what I said.
So no $1 corkboard for me, I guess.
No. We might can work something out.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm sweating through my clothes. This is, it's not as hot as it has been, and that's I'm grateful for that. As a Husky man,
Full size man.
A plus size gentleman.
Yeah. I thought I was out of shape because of the rain yesterday. I was sweating, doing pine needles.
Yeah. Well, Matt, if you were taller, you wouldn't look that way.
That's right. Right. It'd be stretched out.
And if you shaved your beard and mustache like Steve,
yeah.
I mean, wow.
I know.
What a difference.
How long have you had yours?
Since COVID. This was a COVID project. Right. It was a COVID project and never had one before, just slick faced.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, decided, you know, working from home, mm-hmm. nobody's going to see me. It's a good time to check it out.
That's what happened to my hair.
The wife.
So my hair got longer in COVID.
Yeah. Wife likes
it. You look
it,
good.
So, thanks, man.
Good. And Mike's got a very healthy beard.
Man, I always have a beard.
Yeah.
I can't remember last time I didn't have a beard.
Last time I remember you not having a beard
Casey
when you
knows.
Got married.
Yeah, that was a, that's
a
long.
A beard.
I'm talking about you. I remember you know when he has his.
Huh?
You know how long he's had his then. So.
It's been a while. The last time I saw him without a beard is when he got married.
That was 2005. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And he looked like a baby.
It's 20 years.
I'm scared to shave it now.
He looks like a kid.
I will trim it down.
You do look young.
Like where it's pretty.
But you are young.
Pretty. I'm old.
No.
So Mike is a big Hornet fan. He goes to a lot of games.
Yeah. What'd you think about that draft the other night?
Well, I haven't followed the NBA as much as the NFL maybe in recent years.
Yeah.
Mm. I felt like the Hornets maybe got what they really wanted. I'd read that they'd. You know, talked about that.
Yeah, it's not who I really wanted.
I'm reading all these things now.
You wanted Scoot.
I wanted Scoot.
They kind of say it's kind of a bad pick now. So it don't matter who you pick.
Yeah, you see, it's going. I bet it'll pan out just fine. But you never know. That's the thing. So yeah, it'll work out for everybody.
I was happy with Scoot going to Portland. Maybe he could. You know, nothing against Damon Lillard, but maybe he can. You know, get things going out there.
He's
going to
be the future. That guy's going to be good.
Yeah, I think so. He's a beast. Yeah.
Well, after that first pick, it was kind of like you could pick. Eight people.
Yeah, right. The next guys in a row. I mean, you couldn't really go wrong with the next five or six guys. This was a good draft.
I agree.
So
it was. Yeah. It's, you know,
and
I think
Michael Jordan sold the Hornets.
Yeah, it was
wild.
Evidently. For a small change, chump change.
Yeah. Pocket change.
Supposedly more money than he's made from Nike, which is scary.
Wow.
I think that was possible.
Yeah, I don't know. He still makes money every day from
That's a lot of commas. Stuff.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, just wrapped up our sports report.
Yeah. Dire straits.
And we'll be right back.
Good job, Matt.
With the Gardener's Bench. 1984. To fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Bayguard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into three easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
If your pool could talk, what would it say? Well, it would tell you to visit Imperial Pool and imperialpool.com, your authorized BioGuard dealer for a personal water analysis. Let your BioGuard dealer set you up with a customized pool care program. It'll be the easiest, most effective way to care for your pool. Check us out at imperialpool.com or visit Imperial on Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and start listening to your pool. If you do, it'll tell you that it wants BioGuard.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. It was a special request from Tony to Matt.
Gary Newman, 1980.
Good one. It's one you don't hear a lot. But no. When you hear it, it's like, yeah.
Everybody in here was humming along to it.
Yeah.
Everybody's moving a little bit.
It's a good one. Oh, yeah. We're all nodding.
Unison. Could be in your raft in your pool listening to that.
That's right.
Again, Steve is not happy. Not make him happy.
This just in.
Yeah.
Now, Steve hasn't called me yet. So Steve may call in the show today, but if you just tuned in, Steve had his surgery. He's doing well. He's in the hospital. He gave me the lead today. This is the first time that he's never been here. I mean, me and Matt were laughing in the parking lot because he, I don't know when that was, a year ago, whatever, he came in here like, may have had an IV or something dragging it and sat down about 1 minute till eight.
Yeah, we were like, it's okay. You can Steve, miss a show, you can man. Miss.
Trust me, I got to do it every now and then, so come on, buddy.
But I hope he's not listening, actually.
Oh, he's listening.
Yeah.
He's Rhonda probably has him strapped to the bed in the hospital or something.
Get that brother-in-law of yours out of
there. He's going to get all worked up. Machines are going to start beeping.
Right.
Blood pressure.
Right.
Well, it's a beautiful Saturday. If you haven't been outside, this big round orange thing is called the sun.
Right.
And it is drying up all this rain we had this week. And we have a special guest from Imperial Pool here today, Mike and Casey. What happens to pools when it rains like that all week and
they get
cloudy?
Cool.
They get very cool.
What happens? What happens? Do people have a drain to drain it somewhere? Neighbor's yard is going to get flooded by their pool.
Yeah, it depends on where they run it to, but yeah, they got to get some of that water off of there. Mm. You know, it dilutes everything and it adds some stuff, whatever's up in the sky, but. You know, by the end of this rain, or so much this week, there wasn't anything floating in the sky for about the first day. So, it affects the water, though.
Yeah. And that's where you come in. You go out and
That's where we come in. Yeah. That's why it'll probably be busy.
We were busy yesterday.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be busy today. So. Mm-hmm.
And now it's getting hot, too, so everybody's going to come rushing in now.
I think next week is supposed to be nice, but then it's supposed to rain next or something like that. I know we're supposed to get a lot of rain over the next couple of weeks.
Man, I'm rained out for a while, I can tell you that.
Well, there's a rare June hurricane, which I love to track hurricanes and stuff. Brett is in the Brett. Caribbean coming. I mean, if that thing comes up through the Gulf, then we would just have another four or five days
in a row.
Could be.
Fun and excitement.
We've been dodging hurricanes here lately. I hadn't really had...
Yeah.
Let's test Mr. Rector on these hurricanes. Ooh. The rotation of male and female names, can I even say that?
Mm-hmm.
And alphabetically,
rotation.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Alphabetically
they do.
By
male,
gender?
Female.
Back and forth. Okay. So Brett, I don't know what the A is. They usually go in alphabet, A, B. And so this is Brett, so there must have been a little disturbance.
Brett sounds harmless. I mean,
Brett Michaels.
He's no Hugo. Brett Michaels.
Yeah,
he's coming to Charlotte.
Brett Michaels is harmless. He's a good dude.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. Where's Guy Liner? Hurricane, you know?
Right.
He's just going to sing you a ballad.
Oh man. Hopefully Steve is napping right now.
Steve doesn't know who Brett Michaels is.
No. Right. But you will.
Actually, Brett Michaels came to Rock Hill 5 or 6 years ago. Saw him right down the road here. It was awesome, man.
Oh, he loves this country.
He does love
veterans.
The country. He brought the police and fire and military people up on the stage. Love this.
Up in front of City Hall, the amphitheater. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good show. Yeah.
And he used to have concerts there.
Yeah. How'd I miss that?
I don't know.
Right. I don't either.
Right here. You could have been 3 miles from your house.
I think most of the listeners are
probably. You love Brett Michaels, don't you?
I do not.
You don't?
What?
I mean, I'm not.
That's a pretty big concert for Rock Hill.
I'm not.
You had to be there.
I'm not a fan. Mm-hmm. I'm just not. I mean, he's
more country you like?
No.
No?
No.
So what do you like?
Oh, yeah, it's your Desert Island Band.
And
what's that?
Volbeat and...
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Danish.
And Slipknot and...
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
Things,
we'll talk in the break.
Yeah, Tony's into more of that heavier rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. I'm more of the 80s hair rock.
But, yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of
a little
country.
Bit of country. I listen to everything. My daddy raised me listening to everything. So. Yeah.
That's a good way to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took me half my life to get there, but, you know, I'm more open-minded now.
And Mike introduces me to things like Rainbow Kitty Kitten Surprise or something.
Well, that was got introduced to me. I mean, stuff like that always gets... Oh, I just hear it from younger kids. That's one thing about having the college students and stuff that work during the summer. They keep you up pretty good on like newer music and stuff that you might not hear. So that always is.
And I've always put it down, and I shouldn't. I mean, I kind of should leave your expectations open or something. You know?
I'm the worst critic. No, my family's a bunch of music snobs.
Yeah, our family is big into music. Like, I guess if we had to choose between TV and music, TV would be gone.
Yeah, that's probably how we would be too. Yeah.
And it does bond us. Look at us talking here on the Gardner Bench about music. Mm-hmm.
So. Exactly.
Sorry, Steve.
You got to sing, sing to your plants.
It is proven. It is proven if you play music for the plants, they do.
Yeah.
Do better.
Yeah.
Well, my mom used to, I think your mom did too, Tony, when we grew
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
We had our moms had music in the house.
Yeah.
They're playing albums and
my
all
mom
kind of
was
stuff,
a big Elvis fan. She saw Elvis a year before he passed, I think, in Eugene, Oregon with her mom. And sadly, she also had Engelbert Humperdinck and Barry Manilow albums, which I tried to hide from time to time.
You don't listen to Engelbert?
Hey, I like Barry Manilow now. Secret pleasure.
Yeah,
no. He is 80 years old.
He's still touring, though,
He's still in Vegas.
Yeah.
80 years old.
Yeah, something. Yeah. But she had his live album, and, you know, I had a big brother who was a Kiss fan, so it's just, you know, it wasn't going to happen for me with Barry.
But wasn't that what you talked about at dinner? Y'all used to play music, and was it Chuck? We'll get back to that in a minute, then. We'll take a little break and come back and talk about dinner time at the Rivers house.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Great song, man. 38 special, right?
Yeah.
Well, since he played that was my first concert ever at Carowinds.
Mike played with them.
Yeah, we the Truck Stop Preachers, we opened up for them at the
Spartanburg?
House of Blues down in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. No way, man.
Wow. It was a long time ago. That was
good guys. Oh, okay.
They didn't like us very much, but you know what? That's the thing.
They're old grumpy.
Because you're a singer.
Yeah, because we put on a show. They don't want you to do that. You know, when you're an opener,
you just want to get up there. And,
that's a shame.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was good.
Truck Stop Preachers upstage 38 special.
38 special. Yeah.
Were they cool?
They were cool. There was I don't know. It was different. That kind of show was big, so it was like everything you hear about. We had to let them know what we wanted to eat and stuff before.
Yeah. Wow,
it was pretty sweet.
But they were known for having two drummers. Do they still do that?
I didn't watch that
part
of the show.
They had two drummers,
and that's Ronnie Van Zant, right?
I think
maybe Steven. I forget.
Ronnie's the one that died.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. It's one of them's
but
brother.
Zant.
Yeah,
but it wasn't the one that died then.
It wasn't.
No,
him,
probably not.
He wasn't really good if he did.
He was late for the show.
Nobody told him.
Yeah, man, he was late.
That's terrible. 38 special, folks.
Yeah, so Mike does play with a band called Truck Stop Preachers.
And I checked
them
out.
To play around here a lot. I made Tony look them up yesterday.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's a good time.
Another band, too.
Yeah, he was telling me that.
What's the name of that one?
Oh, yeah, that's Space Daddy and the Galactic Go-Go's.
Yeah, that one.
Huh.
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah. So, yeah, been nice. Playing a lot of music lately.
That's good, man.
Good. Yeah. I saw you had a couple albums on Apple Music.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's, I think, hopefully we'll start on a new one here pretty soon. We don't do a lot, you know what I mean? It's everybody's older,
yeah,
married.
Family and stuff, yeah.
So, but it's still fun. We played a couple, actually played twice last weekend. And
did you?
Yeah. So, fine.
You got to get you back over here somewhere, man.
I used to
see y'all, man, like 10, I don't remember when that was, 10 years ago or whatever. But
yeah, we haven't played in Rock Hill. I can't even tell you the last time we played in Rock Hill.
That's because Nathan can't stay out of the rafters of places.
Yeah, a lot of places don't really want us around, but, you know.
Well, there's some new ones open up. They don't know anything about
that's
your
right.
singer, so we can just bring you in.
As long
get one show.
It's a great name, though.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And we play music at the store, and our system, you can pick different genres. It's kind of funny when you look at your coworkers who probably don't listen to certain music singing along all of a sudden, just absentmindedly, or they'll mention, we heard this morning. It's the second time they played this song.
Yeah.
But we try to keep
to
it
Alexa
mixed up.
We can pick and choose what we listen to.
Yeah.
But our boss doesn't let us listen to, like, heavy metal. We have to listen to, like, certain types. He doesn't.
I like yacht rock.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of yacht rock lately.
What is that?
Like
70s old 70s hits. Soft.
Michael McDonald.
Yeah.
Little River
Air
Band.
Supply. Yeah.
Steely Dan.
Yeah. Steely Dan's on there a lot. If you listen to the, whatever that thing, Sirius Radio, there's all those different
that channel
things.
And,
yeah.
We're going to see a yacht rock band in Palapalms.
Next weekend.
At
a yacht rock band.
Good channel on Sirius.
I haven't been to a show in a long time. Not since we went to the Outlaw Country Music Festival.
Oh, yeah. I went to the Dead & Company show a couple weeks ago. That was pretty all right.
That kind of music.
You made it.
I made it, yeah. Me and my, you know what we did? Because I thought it's ahead of time. I just had my parents, my daughter and I went. So I had my parents drop us off. And then the plan for my wife to pick us up. So that way we didn't have to worry about parking.
We didn't have to worry about all that stuff.
That
couldn't get in.
Yeah, it's been happening for like the last 10 shows or something. They've had issues.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well, that happened to me a couple of years ago. I had Bob Seger. I'd never seen Bob Seger. I was so excited. And we left Rock Hill before 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, plenty of time. I've been there 1,000 times at PNC.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny is the growth around this area has – that used to be a long way to go. It's further now because it just takes longer.
Yeah.
And we'd have gotten more traffic. Traffic got there, and it was parking lots were filled, and they were parking people like 2 miles down the road. Ain't even a sidewalk to walk, grass up to your rear end trying to walk back, and we just said, forget it.
Yeah. I've never seen Bob Seger. I've seen a lot of bands, but I remember, you talk about ticket prices nowadays. My friends and I were going to see him in the mid-90s. But the tickets were $38.50, and we said, we're not paying $38.50.
Yeah, no. I'd love to pay $38.50 for tickets now.
Right.
Our daughter, I got two 18-year-olds, and they've gotten concert happy over the last 2 or 3 years. And, you know, we'll take them up there. But, I mean, it's nothing. $250 bucks.
Yeah.
Right. The $38.50 is a surcharge now.
Right.
Exactly.
One of the surcharges.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. My first concert I didn't have to pay for. That's when we went to see Warrant, Trickster, and Firehouse.
Look at you.
Oh, my God.
That's old school. That's back in, that's probably around 91 or something.
Concerts. Mine was Kiss, 1986. The ticket was $12.50 because I still have the stub. $12.50, see Kiss.
Well, my aunt dated Rod Stewart's road manager, and so she would get lots of free tickets to things like that.
Oh,
so,
man. You got to have an in.
You know,
that's great.
It didn't last long, but I got a few concerts out of it.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah. I love it.
That's awesome. Well,
that was when Blockbuster was still. It was a Blockbuster
Pavilion.
Yeah. Same thing. Mm-hmm. It went from Blockbuster to, I still call it Blockbuster, to Verizon, now it's PNC.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Rector and I saw AC/DC in 1988 at the new Charlotte Coliseum.
On Tavola, when it's gone now. It was the first rock show.
Fifth row, I think.
It was the second concert. Frank Sinatra was the first concert.
Oh, that's what the thing fell.
Whatever. It fell the day after.
Yeah, it did. Mm-hmm.
After the scoreboard, everything fell.
Should have happened after
ACDC. Y'all remember the Palladium at Carowinds?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw David Lee Roth.
That's where I saw the Moody Blues for the first time.
Yeah, I saw them. I saw David Lee Roth there with Cinderella.
Oh, there you go.
That was good.
I saw Clint Black there.
I saw Bullet Boys there, Tony.
Oh, boy.
Poison, Bullet Boys, Slaughter, or something
like
that.
Oh, man, Slaughter.
But that was my first concert. Eddie Money and 38 Special was at Carowinds.
Yeah. I picture your father tuning us out about 7 minutes ago, I think.
Oh, my dad and the music.
Mr. Rector. Sorry, buddy.
He's back in the yard again.
Yeah. He's listening
to my dad stays in the yard all the time.
That's funny. Him.
It's a good day to be out in the yard.
My dad calls my mom from back, like, on the back part of the property. They call each other.
Yeah. It's a nice property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. It is going to be a good day since we're going back to our... Should probably talk about some gardening and lawn stuff today, but I enjoy all the music talk. But today is a good day to get out. There's a lot of things going on in Rock Hill as usual, but a lot of things going on in your yard. I'm sure that there's sticks to pick up and
we've had
all
a lot
of things.
Customers that have fescue, you know, are kind of wondering this time of year, what do you do? You know, they're starting to see it turn a little brown, get a little nervous. But
it's actually has been perfect for it. But now I'm worried about it because it's very healthy and all. And you got this humidity coming, grass looking really good. Like we talked about the fungus stuff. And we turned in the turned in the radio show this morning. Radio station, and over here the lawn beside us has mushrooms coming up all over the thing. So you probably got mushrooms. Now, not to be confused with fungus, that's two different type things. It's really not what we sell. Doesn't kill the mushrooms and all that stuff. That just usually just comes up, and there's not a lot you can do about it. Just cut them up, and they usually die. They usually come up off old tree stumps or maybe an area in your yard's holding water or something. So.
I tell a lot of our customers to just check in with us. They don't have to come in the store, call us. They send us pictures.
They do. Tony's been very good about getting people's numbers, and they'll send pictures and stuff. And that's a good thing about cell phones. You can do that.
We got Stig Johnson, the master. Yeah. He takes a look at a lot of those.
And
he can see what's going on from a picture on a cell
phone. Figure out what's going on.
I just have regular grass. I don't have any special grass.
I'm sorry.
It's just stuff that grows there. Well, my yard's red mud.
Oh, Lord. Well, we'll get right back to Casey's yard when we come out and see if we can help her out. David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
See Imperial Pool and Patio for a full line of BioGuard pool accessories. This is Kevin Ice. See us about our easy three-step sanitizing program and start enjoying a pool full of sparkling blue water all the time.
Imperial Pool and Spas in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Back to the gardener's bench. Matt doing his thing as usual. Like I said, we're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 on WRHI AM 1340 and FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. We're also here on Facebook, WRHI Facebook, from 8 to 9 every Saturday morning if you want to see our smiling faces.
Clean shaven.
Yeah, clean shaven. Woke up just enough time to get here. It's actually late. I mean, people think 8 o'clock is early, but we're usually at work like 7:15 something. So it's like
time of year we have landscapers meeting us at the gate.
Yeah. We come in with our breakfast hoping we'll get a few bites. before.
Hop on the forklift.
I'm heating mine up about 10 o'clock.
Yeah. My morning brush. Yeah.
So back to Casey's yard. Casey said she had a lot of red clay, which a lot of people around here do have a red clay substance in their yard, which it usually means you have a low pH. It means your soil's acidic, and it's kind of hard to get stuff to grow in it. So we do offer free soil samples if you bring a fist size of dirt in a sandwich baggie, or we have the bags at work. We'll give them to you, and we can send it off, and it takes 2 to 3 weeks. But we can tell you what to do to the yard to help it. I mean, but
I grow weeds like a champ.
Yeah, and red clay is hard. I mean, you may have to bring in some other dirt to really have some grass. And if you're trying to do fescue, you basically need an irrigation system to really have a nice fescue lawn. It's typically this time of year, it's already fescue starting to hurt. Right now, it's thriving. Man, I cut ours in front of the store. We have little plots in front of the store. That stuff looks so good. It looked like the Masters yesterday. At the end of June. So
that's a pretty common question that we get from customers is how to prep, you know, before they put their sod down. Mm-hmm. You know, do we do topsoil? Do we do compost? Do we do starter and whatnot? Yeah.
How do you get enough dirt to cover a whole yard, though? My whole yard is red.
Really? Fresh Farms.
Yeah. Well, basically a yard will cover 160 square feet at 2 inches thick. So if you're doing your whole yard, you probably want to do maybe an inch, not raise it up that much, but or maybe do section at a time. You know, you don't have to do everything at once. We've got a dump truck we can bring it, or we can put it in these big yard size bags and deliver it and keep it kind of neat for you to spread out and stuff. So
yep.
And that's probably something, unless you want to do some sod like Bermuda or something, probably something you want to work on like late August, September. And then seed it and do all that kind of stuff. Maybe we'll do a Carolina Fresh project.
Yeah.
At Casey's house.
Okay. So. I will be
on the house.
Glad to let you.
I was talking to her about his hot tubs. And
oh, there might be a little trade.
I'm Mr. Barter.
A $10,000 hot tub for some sod and tops. Yeah. I think that's fair. Least you
can do. I thought the comma was in the wrong place. When you told me how 10 much
five, it yeah. It's 10 foot 5 feet.
But she still does have, they do have some hot tubs over at Imperial Pool, if you're interested in getting some.
We've got one on the floor, and we've got three coming in.
Two going
to the Lake Wylie store, so.
Okay. Mm.
So go ahead and tell everybody where your stores are. We haven't gone over that, I guess, because there are two.
Yes, the Rock Hill store is at 975 North Anderson Road, which is over there by where Happy Garden used to be, right beside
it. Behind the old Kmart.
And then the other one, our Lake Wylie store, is 131 Evergreen, and it's right behind the Waffle House on 49.
Yeah,
behind the current Waffle House.
Yes.
What was that?
No, you said the former Kmart.
Oh, okay. That's right. Waffle House. There we go. I like it.
Sorry, it's a little early.
I miss that Kmart. That was a good Kmart when I was a kid.
I used to get Icy's in there.
I used to get Star Wars, man. My grandmother and I would go in there. Seeing Star Wars was all big.
Flashing blue light special.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The blue light special.
Right. That was fun. That was pretty cool, man.
See people go crazy. That was before Black Friday craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Blue light special.
I think they had records. Didn't they have records there?
Used to go to Sky
they might have that thing.
Yeah. Sky City.
Yeah.
Where I bought my 45s.
There was a lady.
88 cents.
There's another story for another time.
Well, we had a lady that kept us. We had a daycare that we went to, and she would walk us all down. She would have our parents bring money in and keep it in a Kool-Aid can.
Yeah.
And we'd each get our money at the end of the week, and she'd walk us up there on Fridays to
Sky City.
And let us spend our dollar.
I got lost in Kmart one time, separated from my mom, probably intentionally, but I was probably 5 or 6 or something.
Poor Tony.
I went to the customer service desk or whatever it was and said, my mom is lost. Well, what's her name? Daphne. I made a big announcement. Daphne, your son is waiting for you. He's ready to go home.
I hid from my grandmother we were at Bell at the old mall, and I hid from my grandmother. She found me in the arcade playing a video game.
No.
They called my grandfather, and I mean, it was bad. I almost gave my grandmother a heart attack.
What game were you playing?
I don't remember, but they should have known then that I was going to be in a lot of trouble growing up.
I remember the spanking you got more than a video game.
Boy.
I don't remember doing that. But that is one thing that my grandmother always tells me, because she had to call my grandfather to come help her look.
Oh, boy.
That's I bet you were in trouble. Yeah.
I was in trouble, but I blocked that out. I don't remember it.
There's been other things since then, probably.
Life.
My sister used to hide in clothes like that at Belk's in Sky City and hide in the middle of that ring.
Classic.
Funny.
But this was, when I hid, it was right after that one, you know, where Code Adam came from or whatever, where the kid got kidnapped and they found him later beheaded or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, it was right when all that happened.
A big time turn.
And so.
Steve's asking for meds.
It was right when all that happened.
Oh, my gosh.
So my grandmother was like in just straight panic mode.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe it.
You know, I freak out though like that if my kids disappear for a second, because you don't know anything. I just all of a sudden I'm like, wait, where are they?
It's a different world.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what freaks you out. My two sons got lost plenty of times. I mean, it freaked me out. I thought it freaked me out, but now I have granddaughters and I take them places. You want to talk about getting freaked out? I don't want to have to call my son and say, hey,
right?
Yeah.
And I have a little 6 and 7 year olds and the 6 year old, she just walks off. And kids usually, like at a playground, they'll walk and turn around and look. She'd never do that. She's in the mode, like she's confident and in her own, doing her own thing. So,
free spirit.
I'm too much of a helicopter parent. I'm like, where'd he go?
Right.
You know,
we take them to like Miracle Park, which is a great place to take your kids if they're small and play. And I'd watch them for a minute, and I'd turn around, and where are they?
Yeah.
That's how my granddaughter is. Kids. She's 2 and a half, and she is wide open, and it's hard to keep up with her. So I just don't take her anywhere.
Not even the arcade.
You're hurting yourself. You should just look around for parental. Yeah, when Amelia was that young, I'd follow her for a while. She would never even look back. I'd just follow her around, So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
All right. I got a run.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Louisiana Grills. This is Mike Elder. They're as good or better than other wood pellet grills, but at half the price. Save now with cover, side shelf, and starter bag of pellets, all for only $7.99. Imperial Pools, Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. If you weren't awake, you should be awake now. So.
Mr. Rector's awake now.
Quiet
riot. Quiet riot. Seen them? Check that off.
That's one I hadn't seen.
You hadn't seen?
Of all the bands, yeah. I mean, I lived in L.A. for 25 years, and I didn't see him. I don't know
Kevin DeBrow.
Kevin DeBrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a couple years ago. The Money in town here is actually Beef and... What's it called? Burgers and Barley?
Yeah.
Burgers and Barley. Used to be a bar called, used to be Daddy's Money, which is funny because it's across from the college. And
that is funny.
People spend Daddy's Money in there. We're going to college. When it was a thing, I don't know if kids even do that anymore. I guess
what, spend what. Daddy's money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Matt's been
I'm
defended.
Broke as a joke.
Okay.
Right?
That's why he has to do the garden defense.
That's why I'm here.
That's funny.
Thought I like, you thought I you're liked hanging broke. Out with y'all.
Right.
You're not too broke. You drove your car here today.
That's right.
You sometimes Matt Watts. He only lives two or three blocks from here. Cool. But he did. He's not too broke because he did drive.
I was scared it was going to be a pop-up shower this week.
Right.
Got me rain shower.
You know, it was funny. Last night we went to Friendly's and heard the Nepo Brothers.
Yeah. Nice.
Out there again.
Boy.
Just talking about music. They're
some great covers.
Butch is awesome, him and Dave. But got ready to go about 9:30, go out to my car, and it's raining. Like,
unbelievable.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah,
like a little shower came through there, and it was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife asked me, because you could hear it hitting on the door. She's like, is it raining again? Like, we thought it was gone. You know,
no, just one got little, excited one little a little thing, early. So. Looks like it's gone anyway. I haven't looked at the weather for next week, but it did seem like Monday was kind of a chance. But we hope we get just a couple of days of sunshine.
Yeah.
Now it says it's going to be 90 on Monday. 90 on Sunday, good. Monday. Upper 80s coming up.
That'd be good. We need that for pools. We need it for grass. We need it for
all the warm season grass people are happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Give the Bermuda a chance.
And mulch,
finally.
We bring in mulch. It's funny. I have this truck bring brown mulch every Wednesday, and the guy called me Monday. He said, "You still want it?" I said, "Yeah." Well, we didn't sell any mulch really. So when that truck came, that stuff's jammed in there like so big. So I kind of canceled one for this Wednesday. But nothing stops mulch other than two things: all that rain did and 100 degrees. People don't. They don't put mulch out when it's 100 degrees. So.
It was a quiet week.
Yeah.
But Friday, yesterday afternoon,
crickets.
They came out of the woodwork a bit.
Yeah, it was very people walking around doing that.
Yeah.
Thing, so.
Do we want to talk about our holiday schedule at all?
Yeah, we talk about our holiday schedule. We're actually going to be closed July the 3rd and the 4th, which will be Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
So we'll be open that Saturday,
which
is the 1st, I guess.
Yep.
We usually close, I guess... Would have been that Saturday and the Monday, but since it's on Tuesday, we did Monday and Tuesday. So how about y'all? You know what y'all doing yet?
Oh, man.
Heard y'all talking about it earlier. You will be closed on the 4th for sure.
Yeah, we'll be closed on the 4th, and then we're going to close on Wednesdays already.
Yeah.
So we'll be closed those 2 days, 4th and 5th. We'll be there on that Monday, though, July the 3rd.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
We'll be thinking about you.
Yeah, it'll be a rough one there. But I work outside, so it's good for me. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I'm on my own schedule. That's right.
They don't monitor Jim.
No, that's why
monitor
I like it out there.
Truck.
I monitor myself. You know what? If they do, I don't care. At least I'm out. I'm outside all day. Yeah, I love to be outside.
It's not like you're just sitting in your truck wasting time.
Exactly. Right? I would love to be doing that too. But
you got better things to do.
I do. I got too much to do. I don't get to sit very long.
Yeah.
So
it keeps you in shape.
It does. It does.
I was a government worker for how long, Rector? 30
long
years
time,
or something.
Yeah.
Not, you know, counting the Navy, up to about a year and a half ago. So I just did a complete. Is that 180? Because 360, you're back around to the same thing. So 180.
180, I guess, the opposite direction.
Carolina Fresh Farms. And I got to tell you, working outside has been a joy.
Yeah, working outside's awesome.
You know, you do stay in shape, but you're outside. Yeah. You get some fresh air.
Well, Tony moved out here last April.
Yeah.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, we were talking in February. He said, "I'm going to come work for you over there." I said, "You do?"
Yeah.
Okay. So that's cool. And
we hadn't worked together.
It's been a blessing, yeah. We've worked together since 1987.
36 years ago this summer. Me, you, and Stig Johnson.
Yeah.
Carolina Downs.
It's crazy that back together doing all
it
this
is.
Kind of stuff.
It's been a long, long time, but looking back, you know, it's a lot of years. But
Tony's been a great addition to the store.
Yeah, thank you. My sister told me
to say that. Customers and,
Well, it's a great place to work. We have an awesome staff. I think you know, maybe besides Imperial Pools, the best customer service you can get around
probably.
Here. I mean, a lot of people
besides
are tired
that.
Of Home Depot and Lowe's, and they come see us from as far away as Charlotte,
you know,
in terms of landscaping or homeowners. Yeah.
Park right
having
in
a blast.
Front. Park right in front.
There we go.
We'll carry your stuff out. All that stuff. So. We're going to take a quick break. I think it might be our last one. Then we're going to be right back to wrap up today's edition.
Let the good times roll. Let them make you a clown. Let them leave you up in the air.
this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Do you have an above-ground pool? They sure have become popular. There's no better way for your family to enjoy cool fun in the summer heat. Imperial Pool and Patio will give you good advice on a customized pool care program to fit your pool and preferences. Chlorine or non-chlorine, once-a-week maintenance, more attention to algae, staining, or pool surfaces. Whatever your situation, expect great results with BioGuard products because that's what your family expects of you.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Back to the Gardener's Bench. That's our signature song going into the last segment. And I hope everybody does have a lovely day. If you just started listening, Steve is recovering from his surgery, doing well, and I'm sure he'll be back as soon as he can. Like I said, I'm surprised we were laughing outside that he didn't try to crawl in here today.
Yeah. But he's going to let us have it one way or another. Yeah. I mean, we covered a lot of ground today. You know, from his
did a lot of music today. Yeah, his errant mustache trimming.
Yeah.
Steve, we need to get a picture of Steve clean cut.
Right.
But cut his mustache off accidentally after trying to trim it, and it's been there since 1978.
Damn, that's hurt.
Longer than, actually, his mustache was older than Rolling Hills Nursery.
Mm. We talked on the break about having a charity auction for the beard and the mustache to raise money for an unknown cause.
Yeah. Sell a little bag, auction off baggies of
beard hair.
Use it as fertilizer on your rolling hill plant.
I hope that's been disposed of properly.
Get rid of those mushrooms.
Yeah, the crump dust.
That's a good idea.
We've gone to all new lows.
Wild ideas.
Had our guest Imperial Pool here. Casey had to go back to work, but a mic's still here. So you want to wrap up your a talk about Imperial Pool right quick?
It's getting hot now, so you got to just bring your samples in there. I'm sure it's everybody will be. They know what's coming.
Yeah.
It's going to be 90 degrees the next couple of days. So
July 4th right around the corner here, which is hard to believe. It's June.
Yeah, so if you don't have it going by now, you better get going if you want it done by the 4th, because it's
put some stuff in there, get a stick and churn it up.
Some people will come in next week and say, hey, I gotta get this thing cleared up.
Got a big party.
That's right, I got a big party.
Right.
So I'd come in now.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah. And same thing happens with us. Stuff doesn't happen overnight if it's gotten bad.
Yeah.
It takes, people buy a weed killer or whatever and they say, I sprayed it yesterday, I'm just not doing nothing. That's just the way the world thinks today, and things take time,
Yeah, everybody wants it right now.
It's the same day, society, I think. And we need, can you deliver it today,
Now they can deliver it today.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's good. So Carolina Fresh is open today from 8 to 2. We got some young men in there now waiting on you to come. Get your rocks and mulch. So we don't have any sod today. We didn't get to cut all week because of the rain, so it affected our schedule, but we'll be back doing some of that next week. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Tony. Thanks for being here, Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll see you next week on the radio.
Nice.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by
Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Imperial Pool and Spas, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.